Post Sokol. I don't know if it was Marshall Field or Toadie Fields or Sally Fields or Field of Dreams. But in the field of words, sometimes Luther sounds like Lucifer. And you're sure someone must be king, but not of what? And as a child, I can remember the King family singing, with Alvino Ray playing Hawaiian guitar. And while you might say that guitar was gently weeping, it certainly wasn't Pablo Picasso. Pablo, who himself had never been called an asshole, must have been very close to Castro if they let him call it Cubism. Although I'm not sure that Larry Curley or Moe or any of the lesser stooges would have approved. But only a prude needs approval in a world where every value has been valorized or colorized. It's hard to tell sometimes, to separate the Tunises from the Du Bois. I don't think Du Bois ever went to Idaho, maybe never even met Ho Ho Chi Minh, never set eyes on Ed Wynn or Ray Bulger or his scarecrow, but Jim Crow, I am sure he met. Jacqueline Bisset or Jacqueline Onassis, I can't even get their Jack Kennedy straight. Not that they were queer in theory or in fact, or in Biafra, or eating jello with Martha Stewart at her vineyard and talking behind the backs of Michel Foucault and Judith Butler and the Counts of Marquis de Sade and Monte Cristo. It's just a thought. But if D.D. Myers married Denis Diderot, she would have been D.D. Diderot. Can you see them all at lunch? Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Marcel Marceau, Dario Fo, and Denis and D.D. Diderot all eating truffles with Francois Truffaut at some she eatery in Lower Manhattan just north of Soho. I'm not blaming him, but the fact is my life's been all Foucault up since Alan Sokol. I was sitting drinking at my local, wearing a spare pair of the new designer jeans, when I caught Andrea Mitchell wearing Alan Greenspan's jeans. And just like mine, the designer label said, Richard Dawkins selfish. I might as well have been a kangaroo because I was hopping mad. Her hip hype hypocrisy fed my reserve with resentment. It all resembled some post-modern post-mortem, which there at my local just meant Alan Sokol, which made me post-Sokol, post-modern, post-mortem, gone postal. Or perhaps post-postal, because when I went to grab my Kalashnikov, I felt like a person in Goncharov, a man who lost his will. It all was so oblomovistically mystical. But the world was oblivious to my oblomovism, lascivious with my solipsism and mischievous with my solecism. The soul of my solecism was the Costa del Sol, where I tanned by moonlight and dined on filet, where to at least sometimes not split my infinitives, I exhumed my Barclay. George, not the university, and not the Barclay-butted mound of well-rounded rebound, nor even Busby. Guarding against barbarous Berbers in bearskin Busbies, I am on to their hat tricks. No more hoofing it from Pan Moon Jam or Sun Myung Moon or Warren Harding with a hard-on the White House lawn. You could be cavorting with assorted watchmakers, all of them blind, or abortive Kevorkians with you losing your mind. The faster you travel, the behinder you get until the Tet offensive destroys your Corvette or your Fiat. The money's the same. The five-sided caissons are rolling along from the JFK funeral horse-drawn to the vast field of carnage not far from Saigon. If a helicopter can land on stage, it must be possible to miss my point. Call it a conscience clause for a conscientious resistor, but Descartes was a French battleship colonizing Indochina and carrying Jean-Paul Sartre's father. Put another way, Descartes was a Sartre-carrying charter ship, a Sartre house of charter, a premeditated meditation on the continuation of state policy by other means, or if that means a police state with a Maddox in the Tonkin Gulf. So be it, so be it, so Vietnam. So why not let bygones be bygones and Saigons be Saigons? Forget about annoying Hanois, unrepentant Phnoms, piss pot Pol Pots and Christmas Day bombs, Judas Kiss Kissinger's My Lai May Lays, napalm Kim Pooks, assassinated premiers, erase them from memory like the blood-rouged Khmer's, King Kong or Viet Cong, they were both gorillas, weren't they? Vanilla gorillas. Sigourney Weaver living dangerously with Mel Gibson, but Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali were already gone. Just a movie, this thriller in Manila, though supposedly not the Philippines, but Indonesia. While it was too dangerous in Indonesia, where Suharto had no amnesia about Sukarno, things were just too hot in Java. It would have meant skating on thin vanilla ice. Gorillas, gorillas everywhere, nor any mist to drink. Sumatra to Manila, Java to Rwanda, Bolivia to Guantanamo, Bolivar to Geronimo, Cabilla, Aguinaldo, Che Guevara, Uncle Ho. My sixth sense told me that if the Seven Samurai met the Chicago Eight singing Revolution Number 9 for the Hollywood 10 at the 11th hour, that L.A. and Tokyo would be just like love and happiness. The eternal 7-10 split.